Concert pianist Kit Armstrong is performing Beethoven's first piano concerto with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra this weekend. Armstrong's mature talent contrasts sharply with his diminutive stage presence. At 13 years old, Kit Armstrong is young enough to play with the grandchildren of many members of the Baltimore Symphony, but he more than holds his own with the adults. Kit Armstrong, born in California, is not just an accomplished musician. He's also taking graduate-level math and science courses at the Imperial College in London, as well as musical studies at the Royal Academy. We caught up with this extraordinary young talent at a rehearsal last week. He sat in front of a Steinway concert grand on stage at the Joseph Meyerhoff Hall, and we asked him what it's like to play with a major symphony orchestra.
Well, it's tremendously exciting. It's a great privilege to be playing with such a great orchestra.
Have you played with others?
Yes. I've played with a few regional orchestras. And the 24th of May, I played this concerto with the Royal Academy Concert Orchestra, which was also very good, with Sir Charles Mackerras conducting.
You don't feel intimidated at all? You don't get a little nervous?
I think I've gotten used to that.
You're studying piano now in London at the Royal Academy of Music.
Yes, I'm studying with Benjamin Kaplan.
What are you working on?
Right now I'm focusing on expanding my repertoire.
What pieces are you working on?
I'm working on many more contemporary pieces. For example, the Romantic period. Mm-hmm. I guess that's not really contemporary, but a bit more contemporary than this, that's what I mean. I'm working on Fantasie Stück by Schumann. Also, when I learn more pieces by some composers, I get to know more about the composer and hence how to play the pieces by that composer.
And you've conquered Beethoven's first.
I don't think I've really conquered it.
You don't.
I'm sure in another 10 years I would change my mind. I think that one never really conquers a piece. It would just be a different interpretation.
So do you think you play it differently every time?
Yes.
Can I see your hands? They're about as big as mine. Now, can you reach an octave on there on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Ah. Are there pieces you can't play yet because your hands are still small?
Yes, many.
Many. Rachmaninoff?
Yeah. Just about everything he wrote.
You'll be working on that in the future then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You also took a lesson with Alfred Brendel?
Yes. I always admired his playing greatly, especially his Beethoven. I find that he's probably, for me, the greatest pianist today.
What did you learn from him?
Well, he is a very intense person, and I find that sometimes I get a little detached, and I think he always inspired me to be actively involved in the music.
Ah. Detached in what way? What do you mean?
I'm thinking about something else when I play.
Really?
Sometimes.
You're a composer.
Yes.
As well as a pianist. Tell us some of the things that you've written.
I've written 4 string quartets. I'm working on my second piano concerto. I've written a cello concerto, a wind quintet, a string quintet, and many pieces for solo piano.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little taste of maybe something you've written?
This is the first movement of a suite I just recently finished. It's called Sweet Remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Was there an oops there?
Yeah. Got it.
That'll teach you to write difficult pieces for yourself.
I always do.
I heard you wrote a chicken sonata. I read you wrote a chicken sonata. What's a chicken sonata?
It's a sonata dedicated to chickens.
You have
chickens. And about chickens.
About chickens. You have chickens?
Yes.
Two?
Yes. Their names are Nitrogen and Carbon.
Do you mind if I hear a little of it? I've read about it, but I can't imagine what it sounds like.
I haven't played this for about a year.
It doesn't have to be perfect.
This is the first movement. It's called Chicken Parade.
Bravo.
Thank you.
You're studying math? You studied mathematics, chemistry, physics already?
Yes. I'm currently in about the third year undergraduate of mathematics. Mm-hmm. I will be taking number theory and differential equations. I'm very much looking forward to it.
You like math?
Tremendously.
Really? Do you have any idea what it is you want to do for a living? I mean, you have so many different things going on for you. Have you made any decisions about that yet?
Not really. I think I will just continue to study what I love, and I guess it's a bit early for me to decide.
Pianist and composer Kit Armstrong, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Kit Armstrong plays the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 1 with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra later this afternoon. There are photos, music, and more on our website, npr.org. Our recording was engineered by Terry Knight with help from Vahan Baladuni. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.